Ukraine, an independent state since 1991, finds itself in a position of unprecedented vulnerability. On March 1st, the Russian Federation launched a plainclothes invasion in southern Ukraine. Reports of further Russian designs on eastern Ukraine appear credible. The invasion and provocations pose an existential threat to the Ukrainian state and implicate the United States. When the Soviet Union broke up in 1991, most Soviet missiles pointed at the United States were on Ukrainian territory. 1,900 nuclear warheads and 176 ICBMs. We feared terrorists could seize them. The new Ukrainian government and the United States struck a deal. Ukraine agreed to give up its nuclear weapons on the condition that the United States and others guarantee Ukraine's territorial integrity. Russia's seizure of part of southern Ukraine last month violates that integrity. The United States government must take action, and we citizens need to become better educated. For starters, we need to unpack two myths about Ukraine perpetuated by the U.S. press. First, the press commonly refers to Ukraine as divided between the Russian-speaking East and the Ukrainian-speaking West. This is wrong. Most Ukrainians are bilingual and conduct their daily lives by code-switching between Ukrainian and Russian. Language use does not necessarily indicate ethnicity or loyalty, but rather speaks of a civic identity that has as its core flexibility and tolerance. Likewise, tales of the Russian-leaning East are just that, tales. The latest survey about secession found in the supposedly pro-Russian East a mere 8.6% in favor. The point is, Ukraine is bilingual, and the supposedly Russian-leaning, Russian-speaking Eastern Ukrainians speak two languages and overwhelmingly favor staying in Ukraine. Second, the press reported that Crimea in southern Ukraine voted in a March 16th referendum to secede and join Russia. No such thing actually occurred. Yes, in Crimea on March 16th, there was an exercise with voting booths and ballots. Was it a referendum? The ballot had only two options. Number one, secede and join Russia. And number two, secede and become an independent country. There was no option on the ballot to stay in Ukraine, and voting took place at the point of a gun. The so-called referendum in Crimea was a sham, held against Ukrainian law and with no legal effect, with lopsided ballots and intimidated voters. A presidential election scheduled for May 25th should clarify voter preferences. In the meantime, when you hear news of so-called separatists in eastern Ukraine, remember that they may not be local and that more than 90% of eastern Ukrainians disagree with them. Don't believe news of a referendum favoring joining Russia either. Be alert instead for a replay of the Crimea game plan. A plainclothes invasion and a sham referendum as prelude to a takeover against the wishes of the local population. Why should we care? These attempts at dismemberment are happening to a state where we made a specific commitment. Our government pledged to preserve Ukraine's territorial integrity in exchange for Ukraine's nuclear disarmament. Ukraine kept its side of the bargain. How about the United States? I'm Monica Eppinger.